Welcome to the deep dive. Okay, you're a retail executive. I get it. And yeah, today is April 2nd. Let's just set aside any leftover April Fool's Day vibes for a minute, because we've got something much more critical on the agenda: getting your strategy locked down for the summer retail season.
Exactly. We're doing a deep dive today into a piece that actually dropped yesterday, April 1st, believe it or not, from Multimedia Plus's Retail Insights blog.
Oh, interesting timing.
Right. It's called No Joke: Why Spring is the Smartest Time to Get Serious About Summer.
Yeah.
And honestly, the title kind of says it all about where your head needs to be.
Yeah, no joke, feels about right. So our mission here for this deep dive is really to pull out the key insights from this article. Insights specifically for you, the retail leaders listening, who know just how crucial and frankly how tough summer can be. What really grabbed me was this core idea. Spring, like right now in April, isn't just downtime. It's the prime window, the golden opportunity, really, to proactively build your summer success story.
And the article argues pretty strongly against that temptation, that really common urge to just kick the can down the road on summer prep.
Yeah, happens all the time.
It does. And I mean, when you look at the practicalities, it's hard to disagree. The piece points out, budgets for the next few months, they're firming up now.
Right.
New summer products, they're starting to move through the pipeline. And well, just look at the calendar. Summer gets here faster than you think.
Okay, let's lean into that urgency a bit more. The article doesn't just say spring is, a good time. It calls April a critical window, even the golden hour. That's pretty strong language.
It is strong.
So what's the real thinking behind hitting it hard now instead of, I don't know, waiting till Q2 is fully wrapped up?
Well, what's interesting is how the article frames it as coactivity versus reactivity. By really focusing on summer prep in April, you're basically setting yourself up to handle the predictable summer rush strategically.
Instead of just reacting when it hits.
Exactly. The piece argues this timing gives you space for, thoughtful planning, effective execution before all those inevitable pressures pile on.
Yeah.
If you wait, you're basically forced into reactive mode, scrambling, playing catch up, not leading.
And that analogy they used, it really landed with me. Comparing delaying summer prep to like trying to book a beach house on July 3rd,
Yeah.
you just know it's going to be slim picking, sky high prices, and you'll be kicking yourself for not doing it sooner. Super relatable.
It really is. And it just perfectly paints the picture of, the risks of procrastinating in retail. Then the article gets into the nitty-gritty of what it calls the summer squeeze. And this is where it gets real for your day-to-day
The
operations.
summer squeeze. Okay.
Yeah, it's not just about warmer weather, more people walking in. It's this whole unique set of hurdles retailers face.
All right, let's break that down. What specific pressures does the article flag that make prepping early so darn important?
Okay, so it lists quite a few. First up, the obvious one. Those big seasonal traffic spikes. They can really stretch your staff thin, mess with inventory, even impact how the store feels.
Yeah, you feel that pressure immediately.
For sure. And alongside that, you've got this really compressed timeline for actually doing things, getting new stuff merchandised, rolling out promotions, communicating those promotions. It all has to happen fast.
Summer retail definitely feels like it operates on hyperspeed.
Totally. And then there's the customer side. The article suggests attention spans might be shorter in the summer. People are thinking vacations, relaxing.
Different mindset.
Right, which can change how they shop, what they buy. And then the big one, onboarding potentially a ton of new seasonal hires, people who need to get up to speed like yesterday.
Oh, that's always a massive challenge. Getting temporary staff trained on products, service standards, your brand, in such a short window, it's tough.
It really is.
Yeah.
And linked to that staffing piece, the article mentions, potential turnover plus your regular employees taking vacations. That can put even more strain on the team you have.
Right, you have gaps to fill.
Add in unpredictable shopping patterns driven by weather, local festivals, travel, and it gets complex fast. And of course, you're still launching new products, juggling promotions, all in this super intense summer environment.
Okay, so the summer squeeze is real. It's a complex mix of pressures. Knowing all that, the article then shifts gears, right? It offers some proactive advice by posing three key questions leaders should be asking themselves now.
Yes, exactly. And the first question hits right at the core of your sales team. Are your store teams trained on your summer assortment before it drops? The key word there being before.
Right, not as it's hitting the floor.
Precisely. The article really hammers this home. Get your associates knowledgeable, get them confident about the new stuff before customers start asking about it.
And the logic is just fundamental retail, isn't it? The article nails it. Product knowledge, sales power. If your team doesn't really know the summer products, can't speak passionately about them.
How can they sell them effectively? They can't. It's more than just listing features. It's about telling that value story to the customer.
Makes total sense. Okay, what's the second question?
The second one tackles your field leadership, their effectiveness, their reach. Can your field leaders reinforce execution without traveling constantly?
The efficiency question, especially with travel budgets always being scrutinized.
Exactly. How do you maintain consistent standards across all your stores without having your district or regional managers living on planes? And the underlying point here is how tech can really amplify their impact.
So giving field leaders tools for like real-time visibility, seeing what's happening at the store level remotely.
That's it. The article basically says having real-time visibility into training progress, store-level engagement, and task completion isn't a luxury. It's a necessity. It lets them step in quickly, offer support, make sure everyone's following the playbook.
Yeah.
And then the third question brings us back to the seasonal folks. Are your seasonal hires set up to succeed or just thrown into the deep end?
Oof. Yeah, the sink or swim approach. We've all seen it.
We have. And this question really highlights how crucial a good onboarding process is. For a lot of customers, these seasonal associates are the brand during the summer peak.
Their readiness, their attitude, it directly impacts the customer experience. I remember this one time years ago, a really poorly trained seasonal hire nearly blew a huge sale just because they had no clue about the product. It was painful.
Wow, yeah, that's a perfect, if painful, example. The article emphasizes the quicker you get these folks integrated and trained properly, the faster they contribute positively.
Yeah.
Treating them like part of the team from day one, not just, you know, temporary fill-ins.
Yeah.
That makes a world of difference.
Absolutely. Okay. Those are some seriously important questions for leaders to be wrestling with right now. So building on that, the article gives us a springtime to-do list. Practical steps. What's first on the list?
First up, refresh product knowledge now. The big message is, don't wait for Memorial Day weekend or whenever you think summer officially starts. Get ahead of it.
So how do they suggest doing that?
The recommendation is to use mobile-first training to get ahead and measure comprehension with knowledge checks that hold the team accountable. Think like micro-learning modules on their phones, quick bursts of info.
Bite-sized training makes sense for busy associates.
Yeah.
And the accountability piece, those knowledge checks.
Yeah, making sure they actually absorb it. Brief quizzes, quick assessments. It fits how people learn and work today, especially on the sales floor.
Totally. Okay, item number two on the to-do list.
Number two is reinforce the why behind promotions. The article argues just telling staff, hey, this is 20% off, isn't good enough.
Best got text.
They need the context. Why are we doing this promo? What's the value for the customer? It's about empowering them to be advisors, not just cashiers.
Right. If they understand the strategy, launching something new, clearing old stock, rewarding loyalty, they can communicate it way better, more authentically.
Exactly. The article specifically calls out highlighting what's new, what's limited time, and crucially, how to spot those upsell opportunities within the promo.
Smart. Okay. Number three on the list tackles the seasonal hiring again.
It does. Onboard seasonal staff with brand energy. The warning here is, don't make them feel like disposable placeholders.
Because they're representing your brand.
They are. The advice is to give them quick hit content that builds confidence fast while reinforcing brand voice, tone, and selling expectations. Maybe engaging videos, interactive stuff. Mm. Make the brand come alive for them.
So onboarding needs to be more than just paperwork and policies. It's got to be engaging, set expectations clearly, and make them feel proud to be there. Good point. What's number four?
Number four shifts focus inward. Make peer recognition part of the culture. This one's about morale.
Ah, important when things get hectic.
Super important. Summer retail is intense. The article says, use this time now to launch or relaunch internal shoutouts, spot bonuses, or app-based recognition tools that reward effort in real time.
That immediate feedback, that recognition, it can be a huge motivator.
Definitely. Celebrating the wins, big or small, especially during crunch time, that builds a stronger team. Okay, and the final action item on this spring list.
What's the last one?
It's audit what's working and what's getting ignored. Basically, take a hard look at your current tools and tactics now.
A reality check.
A total reality check.
Yeah.
The article suggests asking, is our training content actually fresh? Are key messages landing? Are field teams using the tools we gave them? The point is to spot problems and fix them before summer hits full swing.
That proactive audit. Yeah, that's smart. It lets you make adjustments before you realize mid-July that something's broken. Okay, so the article talks about these actions, and then it brings up technology's role, but with a caveat, right?
Yes, absolutely. It highlights activating tools, especially mobile-first training and communication platforms, as key enablers for, well, pretty much everything on that to-do list. But, and this is a big but, it stresses these tools only deliver value if those tools actually work for your field teams.
So it's not just about buying fancy software.
Well, not all. It's got to be user-friendly, intuitive. Does it genuinely make life easier for associates and managers? If not, it's just shelfware, another wasted expense.
Right. The article reframes tech investment really well, doesn't it? Not just software costs, but an investment in, what was it? Readiness, agility, and alignment.
That's the phrase. And when everyone is aligned, using the same info, communicating smoothly, the whole operation just runs better, more cohesively.
And the payoff, as the article says, of having every store on the same page. Less friction, better execution, way more consistent customer experience. Doesn't matter which store they walk into.
Huge benefits. The article even nudges leaders to use this spring window to maybe revisit past pilot programs or modernize associate training if it's been gathering dust. Because summer will expose any weak spots in how you train and communicate.
Okay. And then the article wraps up by tackling something really common, right? That feeling of, we can't do this now because X, Y, and Z are still up in the air internally.
Yeah, that's a crucial final point. The headline for that section is basically, don't let we're still finalizing be the excuse.
Huh. We've all heard that one.
Oh, yeah. New leaders, budget tweaks, org chart shifting. There's always something changing. And it creates this feeling that the perfect time to act is always just later, once the dust settles.
But the article argues that waiting for that perfect moment
is basically a trap. Especially with something predictable like the summer season barreling down on you. Waiting for perfect conditions means you're always playing catch-up.
Right. The retailers who nail summer are the ones who start prepping in spring, even if not every single internal detail is finalized.
That's the core message. You got to act now, even amidst the flux. As the article concludes, you know, while maybe some folks are still chuckling about yesterday's April Fool's gags, you, the smart retail leader, you have this window right now to build something real, a truly prepared, engaged frontline team ready for summer.
Okay, let's tie this all together then. Our deep dive into this piece. It's hammered home a clear message. Spring, especially April, isn't break time. It's go time for summer retail prep.
Right. It's the critical window. Getting serious, getting focused, getting proactive, putting it off just invites problems, missed sales, operational chaos, a weaker season overall.
And the real value here for you, the executive listening, is that focus on forward-thinking strategy, equipping teams early, empowering field leaders effectively, setting up seasonal hires right, building that positive, informed culture.
Laying that groundwork now is absolutely the key to navigating the summer squeeze successfully, more efficiently, more profitably.
So as you're going through these first few days of April, here's the final thought I want to leave you with, pulled right from the article's call to action. What is one specific, concrete thing you can do today, not tomorrow, not next week, today, to better equip your frontline for what's coming this summer?
Yeah, what's that one tangible step?
What's that one action you can kick off right now that builds genuine readiness, real engagement, while maybe others are still just talking about plans or, yeah, still cleaning up from yesterday's jokes? Think about it. Take that first step. Summer's coming fast. Now's the time to get serious.